The Burt Show.
Good morning. Quick question for you guys. Your life is a reality TV show yesterday, okay? So what makes it onto your pilot? Anything exciting? What's the highlight of the day yesterday?
I think my show got canceled.
Didn't even make it through the pilot, huh?
My life is boring.
Was it yesterday?
Unless you wanted to get footage of the kids jumping in piles of leaves and in the bouncy house, that's about it.
You're canceled also.
Yeah.
Okay, Mo, what do you got going on?
Well, my mom came into town to see me and surprised me with my dad.
Okay.
So me and my dad got to watch the Yankees lose together.
Oh no.
That's good bonding
right there. Yeah, good family experience. You know?
Did you at least do it in the comforts of your own home, or were you out in public having to endure this?
Oh, yeah, no, we knew to watch the loss from home.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't around anybody.
just checking. What about you?
The highlight, was recovering from the weekend still.
I know, I'm still exhausted.
Yours and my weekend together. And also, I've been so excited to make changes to my house, and I got the landscaping quote yesterday. So we're negotiating.
Yeah. Landscaping's expensive.
Damn, everything in a house is expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The furniture is expensive. The paint is expensive. The landscaping is expensive. It's been expensive all these years, but I've never had to handle it.
Yeah.
Feels way more expensive when you're the one actually looking at the quotes and negotiating them and stuff like that. Dang it.
I could imagine.
All right, Abby, so the universe is giving you a sign about your cat.
I know. I've been kind of dabbling in the thought of maybe expanding my family from one cat to two cats, which I don't believe makes me a cat lady yet. I think it just makes me like a ringleader. I feel like two cats is a party. And because I got my heart broken last week, I feel like that gaping hole just started screaming out. And as most childless cat ladies experience, when you go through something like that, it just says, get another cat. It'll make you feel better. So I was looking at cats last week and I was like, you know, I've always wanted to get another cat. My cat Della is 5 years old. I always kind of feel bad that she's like alone when I'm not there. She like doesn't know that other cats exist. Like think about it. Like she just knows the inside of my apartment. That's it. I've tried like taking her for walks every now and then in her stroller. She doesn't appreciate it.
Isn't that the beauty of having a cat though? They really don't care if there are other cats around or anything else around. The center of the universe is just them.
Yeah, but I sometimes wonder if she would be happier with a little friend. And so I was kind of dabbling in the thought of maybe getting a second cat. And so I was, you know, looking at options and, you know, trying to see, like, you know, what cat I think she would look cute with in photos. I want them to match. My cat has these beautiful blue marble eyes, and I was like, I have to get another cat with blue eyes so that they can be, like, they don't think that, they don't realize they're adopted. They can just think that they're related by blood. And so this weekend was, you know, going normal as usual. I woke up on Saturday. My cat sleeps right by my head, so I turn, and I'm like, hello, cat. Great to see you again. Glad that you're here. And my friend came over, and we got breakfast, and we're hanging out. And then all of a sudden, I start hearing my cat retch like, and if you're a cat owner, you know that's like very, very normal. Like they have hairballs that come up all the time. Sometimes they eat something, doesn't go down right, and they just yak it up. This is very normal. And so I didn't think much of it for the first couple times that she threw up. I thought, oh, like maybe she just has like some hair stuck in there. But as my friend left and like the hour passed, she probably vomited maybe 20 to 25 times.
Wow.
And now as a cat mom, I'm like, my mental health hinges on the fact of whether or not you're alive or not. So I'm panicking because it's now like 11 a.m. on a Saturday. And most vets close around 1. And then if you wait too long on Sunday, then you have to go to the animal hospital. And the animal hospital is a lot more expensive than the vet. So I'm thinking if I don't take her now, I'm either going to be paying $10,000 for some kind of x-ray or she might die. So I call up my vet and they're like, yeah, we can squeeze you in. Just come down right now. I hit up the vet. I'm sitting down there. They're, you know, they're doing all the tests on her. They're, you know, reading her little heartbeat. She's doing so good. And they weigh her and then they go back and they do some blood work and then they do an x-ray. And they come back and they tell me that she has a partial blockage in her bowels, which they told me meant two things. They're like, either she ate something and she's going to need surgery stat, or she's got a little gas.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, it's going to cost you $1,000.
Yeah.
Here's a shot. Here's some fluids, and you let us know how she feels in a day and whether or not we're going to have to, like, cut this bad boy open. And I go, okay. So I just went to the vet for you to tell me to wait and see.
Yeah,
thank you.
When you said x-ray, I was like, that was an expensive visit to the vet on Saturday.
Yep, yep. It was very expensive. Mm-hmm. And so I get home, and my cat's just cruising. She's rolling on the floor. She's not throwing up. And I'm like,
oh, great.
So Well, yeah.
Grab your
gas. Send my money back.
Glad she's alive, but I'm like, now this little sucker owes me $1,000 because she just made me go to the vet for a little bit of nausea. And now I'm like, I don't think I can get another cat because if I had to do that twice over in one weekend, it would ruin me financially forever.
She duped you. Let me tell you the story of a woman I just looked up online, all right? Linnea Lazzanio, okay? Probably had the same story you did at one point. She had one cat and then she was thinking, you know what? My cat needs a friend. So she got another cat. And another cat and another cat. And she's up to 1,100 cats
now.
Okay? I'm not saying you're there yet, but one has to beget two, which has to beget three, which has to beget 1,100, which means you'll be single the rest of your life.
Listen, you're saying 1,100 like it's a bad thing.
I'm saying it's like a horrible thing.
The Burt Show.